Okay, Josh, Endless Blue Sky.
So today we continue to explore Jeff's fraught relationship with his older half-brother, Frank. Jeff comes home to find Frank and his work buddy, Drew, ensconced in front of the TV watching Star Trek Voyager. Drew doesn't have a mullet anymore, but it hardly matters. Jeff can't look at him without seeing it. Drew's a skin and bones, line-drawing speck of a man, a lean and hungry supplicant to Frank's cult of good weed. Frank calls him his peasant, and Drew never disagrees. Somewhere a synapse was lost. No luck, asks Frank. I had a good time, Jeff says, going for vague. How was work? Fine, says Drew. Slow, says Frank. Bunch of round downers. Jeff nods. Frank segregates the world into two personality types, those who round tips up and those who don't. Frank exhales a cloud of smoke. I Heimlicht a guy. No shit. Yeah, big guy. Kept talking while mowing through two fillets. He ordered two entrees and had me put both pieces of meat on one plate. No veggies. Hardly chewed. When I pumped him, an inch-long piece of steak flew into the window. He thanked me like I was his fucking mother and hacked me on the tip. Maybe he forgot, Jeff says. He gave me 5%. People who forget, forget completely. I mean, you'd think that dislodging a 2-ounce piece of meat from someone's windpipe would merit at least 30%. He was probably distracted by almost choking to death. Why is it you always take anyone's side but mine? Do you know this guy? Did he officiate at your wedding? Do you notice that, Drew? Clearly. How is it that we're related? Do you get that? I bet if they un-Gattaca'd our DNA, they'd find less than 2% in common. Probably not even that. It makes perfect sense. Carl gave half his load to my mom and half his load to Debbie. But it doesn't have to be the same half. It could be completely opposite halves. You're not really my brother. Drew giggles quietly. Frank is always harsher with an audience. Dude, take another hit, Jeff tells him. Finally, a good suggestion. Jeff gets up to leave. At least you saved the guy. Frank laughs. Dude, you're so fucking gullible. I didn't Heimlich anyone. He and Drew stand up to high five. My fucking brother. Good night, says Jeff. You have every reason to live, shouts Drew, predictably. As Jeff falls into bed, he can hear their mindless chatter through the wall. He'll have to use his earplugs. It's weird that we're mostly water, says Drew. Why is that weird? We seem so solid. We are solid, but we're mostly water. Why are we so solid? I'm sure there's an explanation. Surface tension, maybe. That could be it. What if we were all water? 100%? Yeah. That is weird. Dude, if we were all water, paper towels would be like nuclear weapons. Whoa.